And let's go now to Turkey before we go to the break. As you know, US Vice President Mike Pence has arrived in Ankara for talks with President Erdogan over Turkey's military offensive into northeastern Syria. The question, of course, is whether Vice President Pence can undo the damage done by Donald Trump's greenlighting of the Turkish invasion. BBC Turkey correspondent Mark Lowen is on the line. And Mike Pence arriving, Mark Lowen, following the publication of a most unusual letter from President Trump to President Erdogan.
Yeah, an extraordinary letter, Anya, in which Donald Trump told President Erdogan that history will judge him as a devil if he unleashes a slaughter of civilians in northern Syria. And he finished it off by saying, "Don't be a fool. I'll call you later." Now, this letter was apparently sent from Donald Trump to President Erdogan on October the 9th to try, apparently, to dissuade him from going in to northern Syria, although it comes off the back of a phone call in which Donald Trump was widely believed to have given President Erdogan the green light, effectively, to move in by saying that American troops would be withdrawn. But apparently President Erdogan was so incensed by this letter that we are told that he thoroughly rejected it, threw it in the bin, and then decided to go in and launch the military operation that very same day, even though he was keen to do it all the time. The decision roughly had been made a few days earlier, but this was the final straw that made President Erdogan decide to push into northern Syria in this extraordinary operation that has then reshaped the Syria since then in the last week and a half.
And how likely is it that President Erdogan will implement a ceasefire following Vice President Pence's request?
Well, I think it's very unlikely, given the fact that President Erdogan's reaction to Donald Trump showed that it was a complete repudiation of any kind of American efforts at diplomatic pressure on Turkey. And President Erdogan will now not be wanting to be seen to be backing down in the light of this leak of this letter from Donald Trump. Mike Pence and Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, are in Ankara. They're having meetings with President Erdogan. But President Erdogan is a proud man who tends to dig in his heels when he's under pressure. For him, this is a matter of national prestige, getting rid of what Turkey sees as a terrorist group in northern Syria, the Kurds there. And also, Anya, I have to say that this is a military operation which has got broad political support in Turkey. Whether or not you are in support of President Erdogan or against him, hitting Turkey's age-old enemies, which are the Kurdish militants that Turkey says are linked to the banned PKK Kurdish militant group in Turkey, is something that unites Turks of all political stripes.
Mark Lowen, BBC Turkey correspondent, thank you very much indeed for that. And we'll be finding out whether Dublin has become a city of singletons after this break.